A Brooklyn jazz musician put together a band that played one song every day for more than 2 months during the coronavirus pandemic. The musicians gathered outside the home of saxophonist Roy Nathanson and performed for people in the neighborhood. The daily ritual ended on Father's Day, but as WBGO's John Kalish reports, the project lives on now with weekly jam sessions and instrument lessons for kids in the area.
Roy Nathanson led the Jazz Passengers. He toured with the Lounge Lizards and has collaborated with the keyboardist Anthony Coleman and the guitarist Mark Rebo. This is Nathanson playing on a new album titled Heart with a group called the Endangered Quartet. Nathanson lives in the Ditmas Park section of Brooklyn with his wife and trumpet-playing son. In early April, he started his ritual of a daily 5 p.m. performance from the second-floor porch of his house on Marlborough Road.
It was 5 o'clock, and I'd been hearing all these horrible things, and the vibe was so terrible that I thought I'd go out on the porch and play Amazing Grace exactly at 5 o'clock and always do one song exactly at the same thing so people could sort of count on something.
Soon other musicians joined him, standing in his front lawn, in the driveway, and on the sidewalk. A drum kit was set up in the street. Lloyd Miller, a jazz teacher who lives in the apartment below Nathanson, played his stand-up bass on the lawn. Also on hand, Latin jazz pianist Albert Marquez, Pakistani tabla player Mo Salim, and the Haitian jazz guitarist Eddie Bourjali. Everyone but the horn players wore masks, and the musicians were diligent about keeping 6 feet apart. Their repertoire was not the usual jazz fare. It came from the American Songbook, but the tunes were played with a jazz feel.
I just wanted to play songs that people knew, that we weren't singing. They could hear the words to the music in their minds for that one song that day, and there were always songs that had words that sort of had a kind of healing subtext. And that people know, that was the whole idea.
What was dubbed the 5 p.m. porch concert became the highlight of the musician's day. Here's saxophonist Gabe Garcia, who studied at the New England Conservatory of Music and shares a house in Brooklyn with 8 roommates.
Everybody in the musician community knows that you say the gig starts at 5, it usually starts at like 7:30. So the first time I came, I think I was 15 minutes late and it had already ended before I got there. And then since I only live like a 10-minute walk away, I was like, I would just show up right before it started and just set up my sax as quickly as possible and jump in. Playing outside for pedestrians and just people who are walking by in the neighborhood was not that strange for me. I've done some busking in high school, and it was kind of relaxing to play outside like that.
An audience gathered between parked cars on sidewalks, lawns, and driveways.
There was a lot of older people who were really sick, like this one older couple, just were right at their door, never missed one day of it. You just see them in their pajamas and their masks, and then there's people who actually stayed in and would always tell me that they heard it.
Nathanson, who is 69, has a son who came home from college in Vermont. Gabe Nathanson played his trumpet on the second floor porch with his dad.
Even though we were so distanced, physically distanced, I felt a lot more closeness and community while doing these. it gave me something to do during the day. There was the stay-at-home order, and we were all just in doing our own things, but it really did give me some sort of schedule and ritual. It really did feel therapeutic.
The Daily Porch concert stopped last month, but people in Roy Nathanson's Brooklyn neighborhood have been asking if they might resume. This week, Gabe Nathanson and Albert Marquez started a weekly jam session where all are welcome. And kids between the ages of 10 and 18 can learn how to play an instrument on a porch through the end of August. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.